Now, they said that trap weighed about 60 pounds. I never did believe that, but it had a long pole inside to it, you know. You're starting to foul the trap up. A bear or anything will tear loose. Chimney, doing it. And he run, mate, about a mile and a half down the mountain before he hung that pole, hung him up.
Now, was that one of those spring?
Absolutely. Double spring. Spring on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big pole and chain attached?
Big
pole and chain attached. And they was grabs hooks on the thing, too.
Stop it from anger. Now, you said that how much would you just guess that bear weighed?
Well, if that bear had been fat, it surely weighed 500 pounds. Surely. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was a big bear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there were lots of bears killed in this mountain.
How many years were they? How old the bear? Do you know how old bears get? Or how?
Oh, I don't. I just wouldn't know.
But this one was old.
Was old.
Mm-hmm.
Very old.
Now, we're talking about birds. What about that bird that gets up in a tree and?
Well, the woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Are there any different kinds of those?
Oh, sure. We've got three, four, five different kinds.
Tell me about
it. Well, they said, I don't know. I don't really know their names.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, not necessarily. I'm not interested in their, you know, their scientific names or anything. I just wonder what you might call them, or what they look like, how they differ in appearance.
Well, we just call them woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's one kind that must be very nearly extinct. The big red-headed, we call it the woodhen. Of course, it's a woodpecker. It's just a large thing. I don't know. I think it's a half-grown chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You see them just once in a while. And of course, you know, when things get scarce or very nearly extinct, certain fool people will try to kill that thing just to say they'd kill one. And they're just about all gone, but we see a few of them every year, but there's not many of them.
Did you ever have one you called a shirt tail?
No.
And did they ever call them peckerwoods?
Oh, yeah. Peckerwoods.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, peckerwoods or the woodpecker.
Same thing.
It's all the same.
Now, what kinds of little animals bother the chickens? You had trouble with in the past.
Well, foxes and skunks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an old fox just a day or two ago. We have an old dog here and he made a razoo out there barking, tearing like he was going to take something down. And I looked up on the hill and there went an old fox around the hill.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbor over here, he's caught about all of his chickens and I guess he's coming down to get one of mine. But that dog seen him and he took off.
Uh-huh.
And of course a skunk, now they'll get your little chickens or your eggs. Outside of that, I don't know.
Are there any weasels?
Weasels are very scarce. There used to be lots of weasels, but not anymore.
No possums?
Oh, we have plenty of possums.
And
they'll get a chicken once in a while.
Did you ever hunt possums?
Oh, yeah. Sure, I used to like to hunt possums.
How do you hunt a possum?
Well, you just go out of a knife, pick your dog, tree him up a tree.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, did you eat the possum?
I never could eat them.
Mm-hmm.
So I helped fellas catch them and did eat them.
How do they eat them? How do they cook them?
Just cook them like you're cooking anything else, right? Like you cook a chicken.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever taste the possum?
No.
Never?
No.
You never tried it, huh?
I've tasted groundhog. Now, a lot of people like groundhog.
Uh-huh.
We have lots of them.
How big are they?
Well, they get to weigh 8 or 10 pounds. Big groundhog, and they're everywhere around.
They get this big?
Oh, yeah.
So about